Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President-elect Joe Biden has unveiled an aggressive and ambitious agenda for his first days in office. NPR's Mara Liasson has more.
No president has faced so many crises all at once on assuming office. Incoming Chief of Staff Ron Klain says Biden will confront four overlapping crises: the pandemic, the recession, climate change, and racial justice. And Klain outlined a flurry of executive orders that Biden will sign right away. On day two, Klain says Biden will issue orders to help safely reopen schools. And in the first month, he will unveil a second COVID recovery package, building on the $1.9 trillion bill he laid out last week. There's a lot Biden can do himself through executive action, but to pass legislation through an evenly divided Senate, Biden will need the help of Republicans. And although business groups like the Chamber of Commerce have praised some of his proposals, it's not clear if Republicans are willing to work with the new president. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
The rollout of COVID-19 vaccinations has been slow, leaving many people across the country wondering when it will be their turn. Meanwhile, NPR's Sydney Lupkin reports one federal deal to increase vaccine manufacturing has an unusual condition.
Emergent BioSolutions has received hundreds of millions of dollars to help make vaccines and other treatments for COVID-19. But according to its federal contract, it can keep vaccine doses to immunize its employees and their families. Public health officials have been crafting plans for months to determine who gets the vaccine and when, but Emergent's contract could allow people to jump the line. The company and the government say that won't happen, but experts aren't so sure. Meanwhile, another vaccine maker, Moderna, has announced that it will vaccinate its employees, board members, and their adult family members. Moderna will be using a supply of doses that are separate from what it promised to the federal government. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been detained in a Moscow airport after returning from Germany, where he was recovering from a poisoning with a rare nerve agent. France and the incoming Biden administration are calling on Russia to release him immediately. As NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow, Navalny blames the Kremlin for the August poisoning, but said that wouldn't stop him from returning to Russia.
When he entered the terminal, Alexei Navalny made a brief statement. He said the criminal cases against him are fabricated and that he's not afraid. Shortly afterwards, he was detained at immigration and separated from his wife, Yulia. Russian authorities have said he faces arrest for violating the release terms of a previous conviction. Navalny, the most outspoken critic of President Vladimir Putin, was barred from running in the 2018 presidential election. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
And you're listening to NPR News. In Indonesia, more than a dozen people have died. Tens of thousands have been evacuated because of flooding on Borneo Island. The country's National Disaster Mitigation Agency says the floods from heavy rains caused water to rise more than 9 feet in some areas. Meanwhile, rescue workers today retrieved more bodies from the rubble after a strong earthquake that hit Sulawesi Island Friday. The magnitude 6.2 quake left dozens dead and destroyed buildings, roads, and bridges, but officials were able to get heavy equipment into the hard-hit city of Mamuju today. Thousands were left homeless. Hundreds were injured. One of the most legendary producers in the history of rock and roll has died. Phil Spector was 81 years old. He died last night at a hospital in California near the prison where he was serving time for the murder of an actress. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
Phil Spector created the dense, intricate approach to producing a record that became known as the Wall of Sound. The Righteous Brothers, the Beatles, the Beach Boys, Stevie Wonder, and Ike and Tina Turner in a song Spector considered his personal masterpiece. But over the years, Phil Spector suffered from paranoia, abused his wife, and had an obsession with guns. He fatally shot actress Lena Clarkson in 2003. His career had tanked decades before, but the way Phil Spector heard a song continues to shape music today. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
And I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.